Ohio Street was a waterfront industrial street with buildings out of a century ago and showing the wear of the decades, with the old Erie Freight House looking like it would fall down on its own. If you ride your bicycle there now, like many do, or paddle by in a kayak, or watch from the rhythmic rowing of a cruise shell, it's suddenly very different. A few years and millions of dollars in private development have transformed the street, with more on the way, like developing the Cooperage. Councilmember David Franzik says it's amazing.
That just shows you how that whole area is starting to pop. It's starting to be very popular. And I'm not sure I ever thought I would see that, but I'm delighted that we have. And the city has put a lot of infrastructure and commitment to it, to take it away from a trucking industrial street to a street that is opening up the waterfront for living and recreating and having an aesthetic ambiance that that people really enjoy.
Just Ohio Street itself shows the millions which have gone in along the street in replacing a tattered old industrial highway into a high-tech roadway of green infrastructure to handle stormwater. With that new road and the millions of dollars Valley Community Association Executive Director Overdorf had pried loose in 17 different grants to start building Buffalo Riverfest Park, the essential building block of today's exciting Ohio Street, looking across the Buffalo River to the symbolic enormous beer cans of Buffalo River Works. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.